Love Go ang Sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwerabolahan. Hatid sa inyo ng Kolehiyo ng Pantaong Kinetika at DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Magandang hapon mga classmates. Ngayon ay samahan niyo akong muling pakinggan ng episode ng Love Ko ang Sport na una nang isinahing papawid noong February 24, 2015.
Ayan, magandang hapon mga teammates. Na ito naman inyong paboritong programa tuwing Martes ng hapon. Ang Love Ko ang Sport, kasama pa rin po ang inyong teammate Thor.
Teammate Lani.
Teammate Lani na all in blue ngayon. Din, kumusta ang inyong naging Chinese New Year celebration?
Okay naman, maraming tikoy sa bahay.
Ay, ba't di ka nagdala dito ngayon? Hindi, wala ba natira?
Oo nga.
Ayan po mga teammates, no? Excited na excited tayo din po sa paparating na Sabado kasi ano meron ngayong Saturday din?
Concert ng UP Pep Squad. So, sa UP Theater, may 3 o'clock show tsaka 7 o'clock show. Yung mga wala pa pong ticket dyan, bumili, wag ko kayong mag hesitate para bumili ng mga tickets sa parking lot ng CHK, nandun ticket booth.
Until kailan na lang sila din nagbibenta?
Siguro hanggang Friday.
And the ticket costs how much?
150 pesos.
No, dalawang shows po yan, 3 and 7. So, punta po kayo at nang makapanood ng isang napaka-ingrande siguro na nakita ko siya nagre-rehearse sa gym nung mga nakang araw. Ay, grabe. Napapangangala lang po tayo. At usapang pep din, itong mga pep na ito, no, ilang beses natin sila nag-guest kasi parati silang nagkaka-injury kung saan sa ang banda, no? At talaga namang ito ay talagang malaking problema ng kahit anuman sigurong team, pero particularly dito sa Pep kasi nga napiring ng kastas, ayun, maraming injuries na ako. Naman yung pungi ay maiging pag-usapan natin ang tungkol sa meron tayo pong ekspertong guest ngayon na makapagbigay linaw sa atin kung paano ba na-acquire itong mga injury na ito at paano siya na-manage. At ipapakilala po natin yung guest natin sa pamamagitan nating intern na si teammate Mick Mick.
Yes. So ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon ay about injuries. So dahil sa malapit na pagtatapos ng UAAP season 77 ay maraming mga manlalaro ngayon ang nakakaranas ng mga injuries. So ang kasama natin ngayon ay ang founder ng UP Red Cross Youth na nag-aral siya ng medisina sa UERMMC at ngayon ay isang sports medicine doctor. Siya din ay nagtuturo ngayon sa pamantasan ng lungsod ng Maynila. So ang guest natin ngayon ay si Dr. Rodrigo Angelo Ong.
Ayan. Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for the introduction. Good afternoon, teammates.
Yes, good afternoon. How do we call you, Doc?
Doc Butch.
Doc Butch.
Ang hindi nasabi kanina is that ang course ko dito is BS Chemistry.
Talaga.
And I also
scholar ka rin pala ng bahay.
And I also teach sa Center for International Studies sa UP dito.
Now.
Oh, I teach disaster management.
Akalain
sa CIS
mo 'yon?
Yes.
Dugong UP pa rin. Ang daming mga taga Dugong UP, mga scholar ng bayan na nahaluan ng ibang dugo. Pag-graduate. Pero balik serbisyo pa rin sa UP. Ayan, Doc. Ang title ng episode natin ngayon ay Sports Medicine: The Key to the Unseen. Doc, ano ba yung sports medicine?
Basically, ang practice of medicine is taking care of the general health ng pasyente o ng tao, no? And iba-ibang specialties leading to different types of organs ng katawan. Let's say you have ortho for the bone, you have neuro for the brain. And sports medicine naman obviously deals with injuries related to sports, right, no? Or related to conditioning ng isang tao. So it's not really a new practice. It's a practice in medicine that has been there since umpisang sports.
Right,
no?
Right.
Pero mostly ang ginagawa ng sports doctor ay consultation, sports nutrition, rehabilitation, counseling. No, we are actually an adjunct to the team. No? I used to be team doctor for the Maroons, no, for the Lady Maroons for about 8 years, 10 years.
Wow.
And I was with the men's basketball team for 3 seasons, 4 seasons. No, actually sat on the bench with them. So as doctor, pinapayuan ko sila kung may na-injure na atleta natin, kung ano ang rehab na gagawin sa kanya. Mm-hmm. And it's my responsibility to tell the coach naman, ano expectation natin sa batang ito? Mm-hmm. Makalaro ba siya? sit out ba siya sa season, mm-hmm. gaano kabilis ang recovery. So yun ang sports medicine.
So medyo wide pa na naging deep na pala yung parang involvement dito talaga sa ating mga sports events, doc, no?
Yes, sports medicine is hindi lang kami doctor, counselor din kami. No, yeah, when I was with the Lady Maroons, mga problema din nila. Pinapaiwan ko din.
Psychologist ka bigla.
Alam mo, sa totoo lang, mas maraming ano yung mga lalaki.
Mas maraming
issue.
Yung issue. Ating men.
And I would think na with yung gender comparison, sino ang mas masunurin? Ang mga babae ba o mga lalaki?
Definitely hands down mga babae. Sumusunod talaga sa protocol. Pag ano sinabi ko, susundin nila. Yun.
Interesting. Pero Doc, yung ano, sa isang team ba, pag may nagtitraining sila, kailangan ba talagang may doktor na kasama habang kahit during regular trainings
yes.
lang?
During practice ng men's basketball team, I'm always there. If I remember correctly, 5 to 7 ang kailang practice.
Wow. Sa lady, so in those 2 hours, andun ka?
Andun ako. Every day ng kailang ensayo. Mm-hmm. Even sa ensayo sa labas. No? Mm-hmm. So we have practice games. So we have scrimmages outside. Wow. UP. I'm also there. Mm-hmm. Of course, andun ako sa Araneta. Andun ako sa mga, mm-hmm.
yung
know,
mga competitions.
For the Lady Maroons, I'm there mostly sa games na lang nila dahil ang practice nila alas 4 ng umaga hanggang alas 6 ng umaga. Tulog ko po. But you know, that also shows, right. also shows na grabe ang discipline ng lady athlete natin.
Right. Yeah.
Imagine for them to wake up at 3 a.m. para makapunta sa gym ng 4 a.m. Ibang klase ang dedication and ibang klase ang discipline ng na inculcate sa mga babaeng atleta ng UP.
No wonder tulog sila sa klasiko.
Ngayon, pagbigyan mo na. Alam nila.
Yun ba na, alam stress pala gising na sila. No? Wow. So Doc, yung 2 hours na yun, Doc, so ang ginagawa nyo na nanonood, di ba? At anong yes. exchange para sa inyo? Parang 2 hours, eh kung nasa hospital ka.
Oh, actually, ang ginagawa ko naman, ina-adjust ko yung schedule ko. Para libre talaga yon, kasi mostly regular talaga ang schedule ng practices. So, alam na ng mga pasyente ko, wala ako, 5 o'clock to 7 and during game time. No. So, even my secretary, when she makes my schedule, she goes around the schedule. Mm-hmm. When I'm there naman sa practices, yeah, nanonood ako and especially look at the Bianco's pain. Titingnan ko yung kanya, bio ano niya, no?
Biomechanics
niya. And then I talk to the yung kanilang trainer, yung strength conditioning trainer to create with him,
wow.
with him a program for exercise. So role ko din yon on a daily basis sa teams.
Doc, why sports medicine? But of all the specializations, ay naka-interest kayo. Actually,
nakwento ko kay Dinion kanina. Mm-hmm. Medyo mahabang kwento, but to make it short, I used to practice cancer pain management. So I used to practice palliative care for death and dying. So sanay ako sa pain management ng mga terminally ill.
Mm-hmm. No?
And then I signed so many, tambak-tambak mga death certificates sa opisina ko. And then most of my patients die in front of me.
Oh yeah.
It got to a point na after practicing it for maybe what, 4 years, 5 years,
wow, tagaling.
It became so depressing na I had to get out. So right. sabi ko, magaling man ako sa pain management, sa physical therapy, sa rehab, saan kaya pwede dalhin? Sports. So, so kaya ako napunta sa sports medicine. I had a chance early 2000 to be with the first men's basketball team.
Okay.
So, a year after that, also work with the Lady Maroons sa basketball team nila. I also worked with the juniors for a while. No? But, suffice to say that it was a worthwhile transfer. It was was worth going into sports. Sabi yung kay Dean kanina, yung mga pasyente ko dati, no, pagbalik la sa akin, sa lupa na.
Yeah.
Ngayon, pagbalik la sa akin, for rehab na.
Getting better.
And it gives me more pleasure, actually, to see my patients on TV. Wow. Na performing, nag-play sila, actually katatalo. Basta makita mo, see their face pag natapos lang nila, kahit na last place, basta nakasubok lang, yung ngiti nila. no? Right. Yung satisfaction nila na akala nila hindi na sila pwede maglaro pero natapos sila yung race, for example. Mm-hmm. So that kind of gratitude, no? That kind of hindi mo makuha anywhere else. Yeah. Walang bayad yun, no? Wala, mm-hmm. Walang yes. Kayang kapalit noon.
Right. Ayun mga teammates, ayun, nakilala natin itong ating si Dr. Butch. No, at mamaya po, sa pagbabalik po ng DZUP 1602, ay pag-usapan lang po natin yung mga common naman na mga questions natin with regard to injuries and regard to sport practice. Kaya manatili po yung nakatabay dito pa rin po sa Love Kong Sport. And DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Sa supermarket? Kailangan ko ng tagabuhat.
Sige po, ma. Kunin ko lang yung susi ng kotse.
Huwag na, anak. Sayang pa sa gasolina. Kaya namang lakarin yung supermarket?
Eh, ma. Para hindi na po tayo mahirapan.
Okay lang, anak. Maglakad na lang tayo. Exercise ko rin to, eh.
Kung kayang lakarin, lakarin na lang. Tipid ka na sa gasolina, na exercise ka pa. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Jogging,
basketball, kumain ng maraming gulay,
8 hours of sleep a day,
yoga,
taekwondo,
biking,
mountain
climbing,
rutas,
gymnastics,
uminom ng maraming tubig,
push-up,
volleyball,
ballet,
tai chi,
weightlifting,
swimming,
football,
diet,
break dancing,
arnis,
multi,
maraming paraan para magkaroon ng malusog at malakas na katawan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Isang araw, di pa uwi na nga ako. Pagkabukas ko ng pinto, wala na akong ibang nakita. Hindi ang mga kamay niya na tumatama sa mukha ko. Wala na akong ibang naririnig, kundi ang iyak ng mga anak ko. Wala na akong ibang hinihiling, kundi matapos na ang lahat ng to.
Itigil ang pang-aabuso sa mga kababaihan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love Kong Sports, ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwerabolahan.
Teammates, tayo may nagbabalik dito pa rin po sa Love Kong Sports at ito pa rin yung segment natin na pinamagatang Sports Medicine, The Key to the Unseen. Kasama pa rin po si Dr. Butch Ong. Ayan, Doc, sa experience niyo, ano yung pinaka-common or pinaka-madalas na injuries na kinukomplain ng isang atleta?
Oh, it's still sa on the clinical ano no, sa kliniko, it's still ankle sprain. Kahit anong dekada ano, ankle sprain, more so now because of mga frisbee, yung mga X Games, right. No, more so now than before. But I used to see a lot worse na okay. Ano na ankle sprain in the 90s, in the early 2000s. Ngayon, parang grade 1 to grade 2 na lang. Wala nang grade 3 masyado. And I attribute that to mga advocacies like this one. Yung mga, ano natin, promotion natin. No? Kasi marami nang nag-sumusot ng brace. Marami nang nag-tape. Okay. And the shoes, of course, have developed such a way na technology already protects the ankle from extreme inversion or eversion. Mm-hmm. So, but of course, you still see ankle sprain kasi yun ang joint na to, tumatama talaga sa, ano, sa ground. Eh. And with more aggressive games now, it's still going to be number one at clinics.
Interesting. Pero ano yung pinaka, ano yung mga profile usually na athlete? Anong sport sila galing, Doc?
Mostly runners. These are mostly marathon. Ano. I see basketball players seldomly now. But the runners I see are, hindi yung 10K, I see 21 and 42K. I see mga sumasama sa Ironman, mga cyclists, no? And most of them really do have ankle problems or past ankle sprain or chronic ankle sprain, no? So weak na yung ankles nila and then they recur every so often.
How about among dancers din? What common injuries bilang coach ng mga dancing teams? Ano yung mga common yung experience?
Tama yung sinabi ni Doc Butch. Ankle sprain is one of them.
Even for dancers?
Yeah. Ankle sprain, then yung knees also kasi they have a lot of jumping movements. Mm-hmm. And back. Pero maano na rin yung back.
Yes.
Kasi lalo na sa dance ngayon, parang to add to the degree of difficulty, they do mga acrobatic movements to make the dance more, shall we say, give it an awe factor, ganun. And kasama rin doon is yun nga, injury. Kasi the more daring you become, you are more susceptible to risks for injuries.
Yeah. One comment about back pain is that it's usually coupled with a previous knee injury or previous ankle sprain. No?
Oh.
Kasi part naman yan ng biomechanics. No? So if you have weak,
kinetic chain.
So, no?
Mm-hmm.
And many times now when they come to me, they present initially with ankle sprain and knee pain, no?
Okay.
And back pain, you can ask bakit galing knee or galing ano, no? More so now than before. Dati kasi yung mga sapatos natin parang cross trainers, ano, one shoe for every everything. I remember, wala na yung brand na yun, sabi yung KP na lang yung KP. Basket, pang basketball, pang volleyball, pang takbo, pang lahat. Pang lahat. But nowadays you have shoes which are very specific to sports. No? You don't use basketball shoes for running, but people do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have nasisira ang ankle sila and nagkakaroon ng back pain.
Mm-hmm.
You see people wearing running shoes in basketball. Nasisira ankle nila, then nakakaya ng back pain. So, ang advocacy ko ngayon is actually specific shoe prescription for your foot type. No? There are, of course, who believe na yung mga barefoot running and everything, but still, no, as a doctor, we prescribe shoes pa rin to protect the feet from the environment. So, ang payo ko lang sa ating mga listeners, no, if you know a sports professional, hindi mo kailangan doktor, kahit at coach, trainer, or yung mga nag-aaral ng sports science.
Right.
So, ask them your foot type and what type of shoe you should be wearing for your sport.
Okay.
That'll prevent a lot of back pains.
Actually, sa mga ano ngayon, mga sporting goods store, the sales clerks are also trained in terms of giving advice when you go in to buy shoes. Kasi sometimes it cannot be helped yung mga average individuals na dadala sa mga advertisements nakikita on TV,
promotion.
Especially from yung mga top athletes like LeBron James, ito yung shoes niya, not thinking na hindi pala pwede yung shoes na yun sa kanya kasi hindi naman ganun klaseng sport ang ginagawa niya.
The power of media, no?
Yeah,
kala nila pag sumuot sila ng LeBron shoes magiging kasing galing na.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
so, importante talaga yung aware din sila na their shoes are designed for a particular sport in mind.
Right.
So, kung hindi proper yung shoes nila, eh, maa-apektuhan talaga yung kanilang movements and at the same time might lead to injuries.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of shoes, Doc, meron na ba tayong parang shops dito sa Philippines na nagko-customize ng footwear
ng
talaga
shoes,
right for your right for your foot?
Ang alam ko, orthotics. You can customize sa paa mo yung orthotics. Mm-hmm. But shoes, wala pa. But there are brands with different kinds and varieties of shoes, like for example, may motion control, stability, cushioning.
Yeah.
Yung mga hanggang doon meron. But to customize for your feet, wala pa kong alam na
dito.
local shoemaker.
Alam ko may mga kaibigan na pupunta pa ng Singapore o ng Hong Kong para lang doon. Lalo na yung mga habang tumatanda na, mas parang nararamdaman ko na yung ano, kaya pupunta pa para magpa-design ng sapatos ko. Magkano naman yung mga ganyan?
Mostly ang design is, if I remember correctly, one popular shoe brand, you can design the way your upper looks.
Okay.
Yung color ng upper mo.
Aesthetics lang.
But the sole itself and the features of the sole, wala. It's parang standard na yan kasi the lasts. Yung shoe forms, they're quite difficult to make and for you to have your own last or your own shoe form. Medyo sikat ka na kung ganun. For example, yung the reason why Michael Jackson shoes.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan shoes. Michael Jordan are very popular. It's because yung paa niya injured.
Oh.
It's very injured, actually. Okay. Maraming problema. That's why maraming technology ang nilagay sa shoes ni Jordan.
Okay.
So when people wear it, it's not only because it looks good and it's sikat, but it's functional.
That's one thing
I learned about the yung shoe line na yon. Para sikat ng mga Jordan, hanggang ano number na ba ngayon? 40? Di ba? Dami ng variation. Yeah. But they are very functional.
Yes. That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yun, for that particular brand, it was a very successful run for them. No? Until he decided to retire.
Yeah.
And yun na, nandun na lang. Then pumalit ng ibang mga players.
And speaking of shoes, Tok, ano yung normal everyday shoe ba dapat? Ano yung, like for office or for, ano, meron ba tayong specific na masasuggest for that?
It really depends on what kind of foot you have, your foot type, no? Even if you're not into sports, no? If you have a high arc or flat arc, flat feet, no? Mm-hmm. You should wear the shoe para doon in sports.
Tama.
Ang masasabi ko lang about wearing everyday shoes is that you can't wear rubber shoes every day.
Okay.
Okay, hindi siya healthy for your feet.
Bakit do?
Our feet naman are not designed talaga to we don't walk on grass or sand every day. So we don't walk on cushions every day, you know.
Yeah.
It's really designed to carry our weight. We should actually, mga chinelas even, yun ang mga magaganda. Dahil, for our feet to be strong, yung mga intrinsic muscles ng ating mga paa, pati yung plantar fascia natin, yung deleted sa ilalim ng paa, for it to be strong, you have to challenge it. You have to give it weight, to give it resistance, to give it, pahirapan mo, para
lumakas
yung plantar fascia at yung muscles sa paa. Otherwise, your feet will become weak, your feet will become, sabihin natin, prone, no? To tapilok, no? Yung mga ganun. So, sa akin, sa practice ko, no?
Okay.
Off the field, I tell, especially sa maroons, dati, mag-chinelas ka.
Talaga?
Oh, when you go out of sa locker room, chinelas ka.
Yeah. Buti dito sa UP pwede yan.
Chinelas. Totoo yan. Totoo
talaga?
Yan. Yes, chinelas. To make their feet stronger.
Yeah. In fact, naging ano yun ng parang observation ng aking husband. Sabi niya, bakit? Sabi niya, nung bata ako, parang hindi masyadong uso yung mga injuries. Sabi niya, gano'n. Naglalaro kami nakachinelas ng basketball.
Yes.
And in fact, naging
observation yun in the book, Pacific Rim. The author said that he observed a lot of children playing in their slippers ng basketball sa mga kung saan, all over the parts of the Philippines.
Precisely the point.
Yes. And yet, hindi sila nai-injure as opposed to nakasapatos. Apparently, meron
there's wisdom
ding,
in it. No?
Oo, there's wisdom in it. At the same time, yung sinabi nga ni Doc na na-challenge yung foot mo and strengthen because naka-chinelas ka as opposed to naka-sapatos na protected.
But compare that with barefoot, Doc?
Yun naman ang contention ng barefoot runners. Your feet are, they become stronger now because you use the actual sole of your feet to run, no?
Yeah.
But medically kasi hindi masyadong magandang practice because you don't run on clean roads every
time. Saan
ito? Habang tumatakbo ka, dumudurahin sa harap mo, mataparan mo.
Sir, sorry
na lang sa mga
makain.
Di ba? O di mo alam, may bubog pala sa kalsada. Right. Sige, grass condition is may ass na, whatever. Right. Imagination na lang.
Yeah. I think, pero yung barefoot running, nakita ko yun sa isang Olympic movie.
Okay.
Sa beach nila tinatakbo. Right. So, maganda yung tinatapakan mo.
But it actually causes a lot of stress on your knee, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, kasi, I remember one anecdote. One of my runners, si Annie De Leon, she does marathons and triathlons. Sabi niya, dati nagpa-foot spa siya. Foot spa. So parang nakita yung katabi niya, nagpa-foot spa din. Kinakayod yung kalyo.
Okay.
Tapos on turn, time na niya kayo, ay wag yan. I spent years developing my kalyo.
Talaga.
Because the kalyo
that's
is, it's totoo din, di ba?
Yeah.
Kasi it's added layer.
When I was a dancer, kasi we would dance barefoot kasi contemporary dance kami. Actually, mas gusto namin may kalyo na yung paa namin. Hindi sakit, kaya nasa bliss. Kailagang amp namin. Hindi kami makapagsuot ng mga sandals kasi lalabas lahat ng mga kalyo namin. Pero for dancing, kailangan mo. Kasi nga protektado, hindi nasasakit yung paa mo.
Oh, okay. Tama-tama pala yung lano, key to the unseen. Ito yung mga unseen parts,
unseen
lang,
parts
ng medicine.
Unseen parts,
ang kalyo natin. Kalyo. I was treating her and she said, kinakwento lang niya yung about her kalyo, natawa ako. Parang, and then after, another layer of protection.
Exactly.
Another layer of cushioning and para sa wound, minor cuts sa paa.
Now, try shaking a hand with a weightlifter.
Exactly. Exactly. Diba? Oh.
Gulit ako, pag-shake mo, ang gas naman ng kaway mo. Ang gaspang
din, diba?
Pero yun. Yes. Exactly. They build this. Mm-hmm. Well, mga teammates, ano rin natutunan dito sa ating programa? No? At ayun, manatili po kayo nakaantabay kasi marami po tayong pag-uusapan ng mga praktikal na bagay dito sa sports medicine. Kung may mga katanungan po kayo, huwag kayong magtubiling tumawag or mag-text sa 0927-220-8332 or sa aming landline po na 503-8288. Ang DZUP1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP1602, kasali ka!
Mag-aaral akong mabuti.
Pag ako naging doktor, manggagamot ako ng libre.
Hindi ako gagawa ng anumang labag sa batas at karapatang pantao.
Tutuparin ko ang tungkuling aking sinumpaan bilang pulis sa ngalan ng bayan.
Ikaw, anong gagawin mo? Hanggang isip at salita ka na lang ba? Kilos, Pilipinas. Oras na para sa pagbabago sa bayan.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Overthink on.
Revealan na to.
Dumaan yung BS.
Sabi ko na yun.
Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo na lang ka. Gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang.
Huwag mo na siya sa maraming PSA. Ang dami akong naiisip.
Nasusundutan lang kahit dito.
Tropang Radio.
Makikulo sa Tropang Radio. 7 to 8 p.m. mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Kaya kong unahin gumawa ng homework kahit gustong gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer games.
Kaya kong manatili sa iisang lane at sumunod sa traffic light kahit nagmamadali ako.
Kaya kong tumawid sa tamang tawiran kahit gaano pa kataas ang aakyatin kong footbridge.
Kaya kong regular na magbayad ng buwis kahit napakaliit ng sahod ko.
Maliliit na mga bagay pero malaki ang may tutulong sa pag-unlad ng bansa. Ikaw, anong kaya mong gawin para sa Pilipinas?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pampalakasan, pwera bolahan!
Ay mga teammates, tayo nagbabalik dito pa rin po sa Love Kong Sports at patuloy po tayo nag-uusap ng tungkol sa sports medicine. Key to the Unseen, kasama pa rin po sa ating teammate na si teammate Dr. Butch. Oh, ayan. Teammate out, Dr. Butch. Ito naman po, isang practical question. Ano po masasabi niyo dun sa pagpapop ng mga joints? Kagaya nito. Ay, hindi tumunog.
Ako na lang. Yan. Ayun. Okay. Yung it used to be thought way back in the 70s and 80s that the popping the joint or cracking the joint was thought to be a bad practice. No? Right. It leads to arthritis. It leads to early degeneration of joints. But of course, we've studied... we've had several studies already and ngayon sinasabi natin it's because of air bubbles inside your joint that is popped when you crack your joint, no? There is little evidence naman talaga of it causing traumatic arthritis or arthritis in general, no? And if you're an athlete, we're here to talk about sports, no? And if you're an athlete and you feel mo na i-crack yung fingers mo, yung knee mo, And psychologically, it might affect you pag di mo ginawa.
Exactly.
Parang if you see boxers or sometimes even basketball players pagpasok sa court, ginaganong-ganong lang yung ano nila. It's also a form of stress relief for them. And knowing that it does little damage naman to your, if done ano, properly naman, no? If you do it yourself, don't let somebody else do it for you unless professional yun. No?
Oh.
It could be a cause, one factor to relieve stress.
Really?
Because you feel better after.
Why does it make you feel better?
Especially sa neck and the back. No? When we do manipulation, spinal manipulation, that's when we crack the back the specific way, we release the tension in the muscles.
Mm.
We release the knots which are causing the pain. No? So, in the case of the shoulders, sa neck naman. No? So, when they do it and do it properly, no, it loosens up the person. No? So, mas nakaka-perform siya.
Pero paano ba na-perform itong air sa loob ng joints?
Ang air naman, syempre, no? Well, once sa bends when we go swimming, no,
okay.
Nitrogen builds up, it becomes right. Bubbles in your ano. But in an everyday environment, naman, no, yung air, no, can gases from your blood can get into the joints and accumulate and become air bubbles.
Right.
And then when you crack your joint, that's the one that is released, right. And your body reabsorbs the gas. And then nawawala na.
Yeah, bakit sa con na bakit ko siya natunundok dahil kunwari na sa gym, nag-swim mga tao. Tapos lang pag squat na sila, kunwari na squat. Biglang pag-angat andun sa sending phase, may tumut na nitas. Igil na yung joint kasi nagpa-pump.
The reason for that is because baka may patella tracking sila.
Oh.
Yung patella nila are not in the right configuration.
Okay.
Kasi when they stand up from a squatting position, the patella moves.
Okay.
And it's not supposed to move. Yun yung nagka-crack. Mm-hmm. No? Or yung ligaments sila, ang baka natitear na. No?
Okay.
And for those who have had knee injury before, chronic knee injury, repetitive knee or ankle injuries, may scar sa loob, may peklat. And then, kapag nabibigyan nyo ng strain o yung pinapuputok nyo yung joint nyo, yung scar yung bumibigay.
Oh.
Yung scar yung nagpa-pop.
So, not the joint itself.
Not the joint, yes. So, sometimes you hear crepitus or you hear clicking. Sometimes it's not the knee, joint, no? It's the ligaments and the tendons surrounding it.
So, pero kailan mo sasabi, Doc, na hindi na healthy yung pagrinig mo ng sounds?
Oo. If you have, sa shoulder mostly yun no? If you have repetitive dislocation of the shoulder, which happens a lot, actually. And pinapatunog mo just to bring back, no?
Okay.
to push it back, no?
Okay.
Click, you know, no? Mali na yun, no? Meaning there must be a weakness sa musculature mo to hold it in its proper place, either the pecs or the back, diba? Or the deltoids, mahina. No? So, pag lagi mong pinapatunog para maibalik lang yung shoulder mo, you need to go to a trainer or to a sports professional para na-pinpoint niya anong exercises to strengthen the shoulder and the girdle, no? Para lang in place siya ng muscles.
Oh, I see. Pero hindi ni alam yun na tao. Ikaw mismo as
Most people don't know that.
Right.
No? Most people just babalik lang nila. Mm-hmm. You know? Hindi na alam na tuwing binabalik nila, na nakikiskis yung cartilage ng joint. And in the future, yun yung arthritis talaga. Mm-hmm. Nagkumikiskis na yung bone to bone na yun. Masakit na yun.
Right.
Also, talking about relieving stress, kasi I've observed then with some of our teams, swimming in particular, they have some masseur with them before the competition. You see,
really?
The athletes nakahiga.
Minamassage
yung mga likod nila bago sila lumaban.
Kailan yan din? Para social yung team na yan. Kailan yan? Para di ako nakahi talaga.
Ano, practice na yan. And I think ginagawa na rin ng athletics team.
Ay, baka yan yung
sushi. Nagdadala sila ng mga ano, ng mga masseur sa mga competition nila.
That's true.
Minamassage yung mga athletes.
Before. Pre-competition?
Yeah, pre-competition. But they're there. Yeah, before they compete, nakikita mo na nakahiga na sila. Kaya, but I've seen nga sa Mall of Asia arena, sa mga dressing rooms, may massage table eh. So, I don't know kung pati mga basketball players are now doing it.
Yes, I used to be a consultant for Talk and Text, San Miguel, and the like, Pure Foods and the like. No, so whenever I go into their dugouts, no, pre-game. May talaga nagmamasahe sa kanila.
Anong klase massage yan? Di ba yung nakakaantok na massage or sports massage?
Sports massage. Mm-hmm.
At anong difference is sports massage daw?
Ang sports massage is mostly to loosen up the joints. Oh. To improve the circulation ng major muscle groups involved in that sport. Oh. The quads, the hamstrings, mm-hmm. the shoulder, the back. Basketball eh, no? So, yun mostly, no? Hindi yung pang-spa na buong katawan mo. Oh, tulog ka, no?
Antok na siya mag-atapos.
And it is actually prescribed by the doctors.
Really?
Kung may alam, kunyari, repetitive hamstring injury, no? Stretching yan ng hamstrings and massage ng quads para yung counter, yung balance ng front and back muscles na achieve namin.
Kasi sports massage doc ang characteristic niya, 'di ba? Wala siyang oil na ginagamit ng sports.
Wala, massage. Wala walang oil.
Talagang more manipulation ng muscle
because we want friction. We want heat. Right. No, so yung kamay ng ng masus saka yung mismong skin ng athlete, kailangan magkaroon ng friction. Heat din kasi is a modality against pain to loosen up the muscle, improve the circulation.
So, pwede na bang instead of warm-up, yung massage na yung warm-up nila?
Ay, hindi. Kailangan pa rin ng warm-up. Okay. Kailangan. Iba yung pag-loosen up ng muscles sa actual using it. Mm-hmm. So, usually, after ng masahe, no, isa sila, and then shoot na sila or takbo sila yung pre-game nila na exercises.
Wow. So pero after naman ng competition, Doc, is it also necessary?
Hindi naman, actually. Yun ang hindi necessary.
Yun yung mas masarap na magpamasahe, Doc.
Yun mas masarap. pero after the especially sa isang basketball game, ang importante yung kain. Importante na ma-replenish mo kaagad yung lost protein due to your injury. Kasi naubusan din ng protein yung tao pag na-exercise. Eh. Aside from glucose as your major source of energy, pag tumatagal ng protein ang kinakain niya. Eh. So you lose protein. It's the post-exercise diet that should be addressed now. So, yung mga, syempre, yung hindi kaya kamayan, yung gano'n.
Sarap na mga. Ano na? Ano na dito? Ano street dyan?
Pwede na yun. Pero ang dati, no, pinapainom ko sila ng chocolate drink. Chocolate. Milk
protein
chocolate
shake ba
to? No, yung nabibili mismo na mga tetrapak.
Talaga?
Studies have shown that it is as good as the yung mga whey protein. As good.
Mas mura yan do.
Mas mura pa.
Talaga.
So, totoo lang, when I used to write sa isang magazine, yun yung ina-advocate ko. No?
Really?
Yung mga gusto yung magtipid, mahal yung mga protein na yan.
Sobra. Isang libo.
So, yung chocolate milk drink is one of the best drinks you can take after sport.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's new, ah. Pag-aralan, mamaya bibili na ako.
Pero nakakataba yun. So, kailangan after exercise.
Oh, tama. You earn the right.
You earn the right.
You should earn your right to drink it. Kailangan mag-workout muna.
Yeah.
Wow, super interesting. At, Doc, ano yung mga, so far, mga teams na parang nakikita nyo na kailangan mag-improve on their practices? Kasi may mga nakita ba kayo na practices na ginagawa na medyo contradicting sa dapat na pinapractice ng isang team with regards to sports medicine pa rin?
Sa ngayon naman, people don't do enough warm-up or cool-down.
Okay.
Not enough.
What is enough warm-up?
For me, 30 minutes na nagpapawis.
Really?
That's as in pawis. Ha? Hindi yung 30 minutes when you start.
This is pre-competition or kahit pre-training lang?
Both.
Okay.
Kailangan may warm-up sila. Okay. No? And nowadays, you don't do stretching anymore. Although controversial dynamic nowadays, no, you still need stretching. Mm-hmm. No? So, yun ang kulang ngayon. No? Nagmamadali lang most mga tao pagdating ng after office. Bees na rin, shoot hoops na kagad.
Right.
Nakakalibutan na yung mga ceremonia before and after na the game. Yun nakikita ko lang kulang. And education sa sport nila. A lot of our weekenders, weekend warriors, just go into the sport without knowing the potential injuries na pwedeng magkaroon, no? Kasi sikat ang sport or mga kaibigan nila ginagawa, no? If they don't know their sport, they're prone to injuries. So, dapat alamin nila kung ano yung mga pitfalls ng kanilang mga chosen sport. Right. Even if it's just badminton, even if it's just running,
right.
They should actually know when to take sports drinks or when not to take sports drinks. Mm-hmm. For, you know, when to sip the ano yung mga gel na yan, mm-hmm. Diba? Oh, bar oh, bar so na yan. Alam mo sa totoo lang, if you use the wrong way, mas nakaka detrimental not only sa obesity part kasi sugar yun eh,
yeah.
But it plays a role in malfunction ng hormones mo.
Really?
Your thyroid hormone, you gano'n, no? Because these are pure sugar, eh.
Right.
No? Sugar rush, and then after, wala ka nang gagawin, no?
Right.
If you misuse that, you can have hormone dysfunction.
Right. Wow. So careful pa tayo din sa mga iniinom at mga tinitake, no?
Mm-hmm.
And, Doc, sa mamaya, pag ibabalik natin, ay pag-usapan naman natin yung mga possible injuries lang kahit dito sa within UP, no? Bilang taga-UP ka, Doc. Ano yung nakikita mong mga dapat i-improve ng mga nag-workout dito sa UP? Ayan, marami yan. At interesting po yan para sa ating lahat. Kaya tabayan nyo po para sa aming last segment na po na aking programa. Ang love ko ang sports. Ang bisa oras dito, Doc, no? So, this is UP1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. This is UP1602, kasali ka. Halika!
Sa kuryente.
Ano ba yan? Kararating lang ng bill ng tubig, kuryente naman ngayon. Sabi pa sa balita, magtataas ng singil sa kuryente. Kasalanan to ng gobyerno eh.
Ma, naiwanan niyo pong naka-on yung TV sa kwarto.
Eh kasi naman,
tsaka ma, umaapaw na po yung tubig sa banyo.
Kami nating gastusin.
Wala na ba tayong magagawa kung hindi ang manisi? Maging mapanuri sa sarili. Kung minsan, ang ugat ng problema ay nagsisimula sa atin.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Do you love me?
Yes.
Will you take care of me?
Yes.
Will you always be there for me?
Yes.
Will you do anything for me?
Yes.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Are you willing to go all the way with me?
No.
As a woman, you have a choice. Yes is not the only answer. Learn to say no.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Guys, lasing na tayo. Kaya niyo pa ba magmaneho?
Oo, kaya ko pa. Real man to.
Kaya pa yan. Inuman pa daw.
Uy, teka. Naka-red light na yata, oh.
Anong red light, lion!
Pre, red light nga! May tumatawid! May tumatawid! Ah!
Talagang malakas ang tama kapag nakainom. Ngunit huwag hintayin iba naman ang tamaan mo. Kung nakainom, huwag nang magmaneho dahil hindi masaya kung madidisgrasya ka at ang iba. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwerabolahan!
Mga teammates, muli tayo nagbabalik dito pa rin po sa Love ko ang sports at ito pa rin po ang ating Sports Medicine Key to the Unseen segment. Kasama pa rin po yung ating guest po na si Dr. Butch Ong. Ayan, Doc, kanina naiwan tayo sa tanong, ano mga common injuries kaya na related sa sports na susceptible yung ating mga sports fanatics or mga nagpa-participate nandito within UP?
Actually, that question is very dear to me kasi PE2 ko was running under Ma'am Peña. I don't know if she's still there. Wala na yata si Ma'am Kenya.
Wala na, she's abroad na.
Oh, Ma'am Kenya, okay. I really enjoyed, that was the best PE I had.
Really?
The
running?
Best talaga.
Bakit? Anong klaseng
running? Kasi nung time na yon talaga, it introduced me to sport. No, I was a sedentary UP student.
Ano ba mga PE na na-take mo? Baka mga pang-ano lang.
Social dance one. PE one, social dance, bowling. Yeah. And then the last one, which I really like, was running. Okay. No, and we used to run una doon sa oval, yung sa oval natin.
Yeah.
And then track oval, and track then oval. Finals namin dyan sa academic, may academic oval. And dati, mayroon kami sinasabi ni Ma'am Peña, eh siyempre, tamad-tamad kami tumakbo. Hindi kami sanay tumakbo sa 2.2 kilometer na na oval. Sabi niya, ang motivation yung poste. Bilangin niyo yung poste. Diba? Diba? Yeah. Bilangan ng poste. Every 5, pahinga na, sige. Or sa mga babae, every 3, sige lakad. Ganon, ganon. Ngayon, hindi na.
Ano na?
Bilangan ng fishbowl stand.
tama
ba?
Oh, yeah.
So ngayon, the problem is already too much food around the oval. Ang nakikita ko when I jog sa oval, maraming nagsistop over pero kumain talaga. Ice cream, what not. Dun sa ano.
They deserved it down the way.
Okay, fine. Pero that's one of the problems which I see because these are calories which do not count.
Oh. Yeah.
These are protein and fat that hindi na ma-burn agad. When they get home, yun, nasa store na sila. So, you should have discipline sa pagbibilang ng fishbowl stand. Okay. No? On a more serious note, really, ang oval natin, maraming tumatakbo counterclockwise.
Right.
No, they forget to run clockwise.
Okay.
Kasi
yun yung mas orientation ng ano natin.
Yes, so
counterclockwise, counterclockwise ang tinuturo namin kasi so that you can see along, oncoming
right.
traffic.
Right. That's right.
So that if there is a vehicle that is coming, you can avoid it kung counterclockwise.
Yes. The advent of the carless oval really is actually a phenomenon talaga so it's a step further for UP because when you run on in one direction, you develop the muscles, the proprioception of one side only.
Okay.
Proprioception, not muscles na redevelop. Let's say kung tumatakbo counterclockwise yung left leg mo lang, hindi yun ang sinasabi ko, is your muscle of proprioception. The proprioception means the way your joint, your ligaments, and your muscles orient themselves. Okay. No, they know where left and right is, for example. When we run counterclockwise, we should also run clockwise to balance out the development of our proprioception muscles or proprioceptive tissues. No, I think hindi na nagamit yun ako ng carless oval. I get your point din na yung kotse. Eh kung wala ng kotse, then pwede na pala tayo mag-counter or mag-clockwise na.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. Secondly, yung pavement natin.
Exactly.
Meron tayong cobbled cobbled stone na
may mga pangalan.
May mga pangalan. Mahal pala maglagay ng pangalan. Oh. Doon, no? And we have doon sa inner part yung grass and and then sa labas yung asphalt, no?
Yeah.
Ma'am Peña used to say wag kayo sa rocky portion kasi yung sapatos natin hindi pan trail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sa cobbled portion kasi prone to ankle sprain.
Mm-hmm.
Use the asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our runners run on the cobbled part.
Okay.
A lot of them run on the grassy part and the yung soil part. Right. That's okay if you wear trek shoes or off-road shoes. Yes, kasi yung lugs doon are thicker,
right.
You have more grip,
yeah.
No? The best remember pa, naalala ko pa, so many years ago, Ma'am Peña.
Congratulations.
Naalala ko pa, yung asphalt, because it's softer.
Yeah. Right.
It's softer. It absorbs a lot more impact
right.
than the cobbled. Of course, the best is the grass. No?
Of course.
But only if you wear the right shoes. So that's one. No, a lot of people they run sa cupboard kasi nandun yung fishbowl eh.
Yun bala. I think there should be a policy change.
Ay, naku, baka hantingin ako na baka paanan.
We should suggest you to be vice
this
chancellor.
This is one of the, one of the found out. No?
So, that's one. No? And if you do run naman on the asphalt, bako-bako naman yung asphalt. Oh,
yeah. Ah, although they're improving it now, but there are still some areas.
There's still areas, no? And I'd like to promote then the use of the Akad Oval because it's convenient.
Tama.
And it may grades yan eh. May slight grade yan. So, it be uphill ka, may downhill ka. But do use the, the asphalt part.
But the problem is yung elevation daw, Doc. Kasi once you get to the yung borders na part, so
doon,
lowering.
Yes. Oo, oo.
Eh, when you get to the center part, so may kaunting angle.
Yun lang ang problem natin. Hindi flat yung ating asphalto. But that is balanced by running the opposite way. Right. Your feet are oriented that way when you go against it that way. So, nababalance yung, again, proprioception mo.
Right.
So, when running sa Akad Oval, do the left and the right.
And left and right. Clockwise, counterclockwise mga teammates. Day 1, clockwise. Day 2, counterclockwise.
Pwede yan.
Ngayon, magpapalit na ako.
Magpapalit ka yung laro. Day 3, cupboard. Para may reward ka lang yung fishbowl.
Alam na. Alam na.
By the way, trekking shoes. Okay? Wow. So, ang dami pa lang mga dapat i-improve pa, no? And kaya malaman siguro ito natin UP community na...
Yung isa pa ko pa nakikita tuwing weekend, especially Sundays, is maraming nagbabike sa Oval.
Right.
And there are also many, parang sabi natin ng brisk walking lang, na moms and pops na may dalang carriages. And then, iwasan lang na mga... So yung safety portion din, no? So maybe a bike lane can be implemented on the opposite part during weekends, no? Kasi may running portion dapat and meron tayong fast lane for the bikes to prevent wala naman yata ako na reports about bike accidents but still
wala
it's a potential
pa,
safety problem no?
Right.
So that's one nakikita ko lang aside from the fish balls and the
wow Doc grabe dahil pa namin gusto itanong at dahil mga nakalinyang magagandang tanong dito pero we have to cut short kasi susunod na po ang UP naming mahal hatid ng UP Diliman at DZUP 1602 kaya Doc ha sana makapag schedule kami ng second
always
session,
anytime no you can invite me kahit kailan just let me know a week ahead para ma-schedule ko yung aking pasyente
right.
But anytime mga, I can devote
that's good.
Precious time para sa inyo
and
for our listeners of course
Huwag muna mapapa-enjoy yung iba para wala muna si Doc dito lang muna siya sa amin para ma-inform natin yung general public okay so ayan meron na po kayong bagong isipin ngayon pag nadya-jogging kayo at mga bagong iiwasan ang fishbowl stand ayun po so isang napakasayang usapan na naman ang natunghayan natin dito sa Love Ko ang Sports kasama pa rin po si teammate Lani teammate Thor Doc Butch Ong thank you very much interns ayan ang susunod po nating programa ay ang UP naming hal nga po hatid ng UP Diliman at DZUP 16 ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas Doc sabay-sabay tayo DZUP 1602
kasali ka yeah.